Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. First things first, I'm going to do the usual apology as to, sorry I haven't put out a podcast in for friggin' ever, but here we go, here's one. So, first thing on the docket, Tim Shorts' game on Monday night is coming to a close. He just put out a podcast in regards to the end of a campaign, and it sounds like it's going to be a super cool city kind of hex crawl adventure just to tie everything up. And I just wanted to briefly talk about how much fun that campaign was. Obviously, there was, you know, as it is with any group, you know, sometimes people can't make it, and I was definitely a big part of that issue. Just with the job changeover and stuff, it's been kind of entertaining for me to even try and get anything done the last little while. I do have to say, though, this is probably one of my more longer-running campaigns, and it was a lot of fun. I'm still amazed that Scord did not die somehow. So I'm actually going to, it looks like they're going to be doing a marathon session on Saturday. Unfortunately, I have to work on Saturday, so I am going to send one of the other players a link to Scord's information, and I'm really hoping he dies in a blaze of glory somehow, just for my own sake, because I think he needs to die in order for the story to move on. Just a quick backstory. He was a member of Thieves Guild in the city of Scorn. He was also sort of the meat in one of the religious, the militaristic wing of a religion in Tim's world. So he had sort of two jobs. He sort of made his way out of the city. Tim actually had sent me this really awesome bio on people that I knew in the city, and just some player information and stuff, and I think that's fucking genius. Jesus. Okay, whatever. There's swears on this. I think it's already labeled as such, so c'est la vie. Anyway, I am I'm excited that that it's coming to an end. I really wish I would have been able to participate more, and that's just sort of the way it goes sometimes, right? I really appreciate having played with all those guys, and I'd like to, you know, hopefully do some more with them in the future. All of them are obviously always welcome to play games with me, and I guess maybe excited isn't the best word, but you know, I think it was a good run, and it was a lot of fun. Like I say, I just wish I would have had more time to always jump in and do stuff. So anyway, I wish the guys best. I hope they all roll 20s, even Tim. So then it'll just be crazy town, lots of big damage or whatever happens. I'm sure the plan is to wrap it up. From what I gather, listening to Tim's podcast. You know what? Just listen to Tim's podcast. anchor.fm/Gothridge Manor, I believe. If not, you can just type in Google Anchor and Gothridge Manor, and you'll find it. Okay. So since I haven't done this in a really long time, I'm going to talk about a few other little things. First off, the new WotC WotC Magic the Gathering setting. And I don't know what the name of it is off the top of my head, but I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, complaining. And I think I was probably one of the people that was complaining in the first place. Like, please re-release, you know, Greyhawk, and other people are complaining that they want, you know, more of the Forgotten Realms other than the Sword Coast. And, you know, there's a lot of that kind of stuff going on that I see in posts, you know, anytime Wizards of the Coast, you know, posts something new. To tell you the truth, you know, just looking through all of the releases over the years, there's a lot of, not rehash per se, but I mean, there is stuff like that that has happened over time. And in all honesty, if you want to play 5th edition in whatever world, you know, most of those books are lore books, you know. It's not like it's, you really need to worry too much about the stats. I mean, you can just come up with whatever 5e stats, right? I've got the original Greyhawk box set. I've got Greyhawk City Adventures that Steve sent me. That's awesome. If I ever run a 5th edition game, that's likely where it's going to be. If you, you know, I'm a big fan of Mystara. There's actually a 5e Mystara PDF you can download. I think it's on Vaults of Pandius, or I'm sure if you just do a little bit of Googling, you can find it. Yeah, I think for the most part, there's quite a lot of, you know, old schoolers out there that if they are going to run 5th edition, they're going to either, you know, run it in Mystara or Greyhawk and use their old books like I would do, or they're going to just create their own world, right? So I don't know if we absolutely desperately need, I don't personally need, you know, a hardbound cover book of Greyhawk 5th edition. I mean, if it comes out, great, I'll likely buy it. I don't buy a lot of newer material. I tend to, every time I run something, I'm like tweaking it and changing things anyway, and it's just like, you know, I get 2 sessions in and I'm like, I could do this better. I'm just going to write my own thing. So likely, you know, next time I run a game, it's going to be, you know, a mishmash of a bunch of different settings and gods and things like that. So from kind of all over the place, right? I'm going to pull it from wherever I can. So long story short, I mean, you know, if you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. You know, don't worry about whatever it is they're doing. You know, if you want to, you know, the people that are super stoked about 5th edition are the ones that they're buying every book that comes out, you know, and they may be doing the same thing I'm suggesting where they pull, you know, from Ravinica and they pull from, you know, Ravenloft and they make their own thing. So I can't see it being that big of an issue, to tell you the truth. I mean, just do whatever it is that, you know, works for you and your players and whatever inspires you. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to have a sip of coffee. Right, okay. So that is, wow, that was a good one. That's probably about it for me as far as the podcast is concerned. I know I did get a message from Goblin's Henchman about doing an audio dungeon, and I think that was a little while ago, and I apologize for not having gotten back to you. I also apologize profusely, as per Canadian tradition, to that, you know, I haven't put out anything in a while. I may likely do a blog post about this. I know that the Three Toadstools has kind of went kaputs in the last couple of months. In all honesty, I the thing for me for RPGs and writing and stuff like that, just with this new stuff that I'm doing in my life and things like that, I just haven't had as much time to get into it as possible. I think for a long time, because I was quite unhappy with my job career situation, that RPGs were just a really wonderful thing to basically forget about all the crap that was happening in my life. So and now that things are quite a lot better, I just haven't been falling into it as much as I used to be. And yeah, so I don't know how much else I can say about that. I'm spending a lot more time playing guitar, and I'm spending a lot more time thinking about music and stuff like that. So, and to tell you the truth, I'm quite happy being a player, you know, once, maybe not as often as I'd like, and I wish my schedule could do it more, but, you know, I think I'm going to take a break, you know. I'm doing a little bit of writing here and there on a Mutant Future thing, you know, as per usual, time will tell. Yeah, that's basically it for me. Anyway, I have to learn the guitar solo for Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle. So that's my plan for the rest of the day after I sweep the house. All right, guys, have a good night. And hopefully the next podcast won't be like, you know, 4 months. We'll just see how it goes. Anyway, cheers. Oh, and one other thing I was going to mention. When I started playing with him, I was still actually I'm working at my old job. So it's been almost a year, I think, or give or take, almost a year that campaign that Tim was running had ran. So, I mean, that's super cool. So kudos to Tim. He's an awesome DM, GM. If you ever get a chance to play with him online, he's super fun.